This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
2-1-1-0. The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
We're all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that one community that we're talking about. Yes, 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 the community of one. How much power do you really represent? I mean, really, if you think about it. I mean, a lot of people go wandering around through life and they don't realize, you know, they really are powerful people. They have a voice. And in this country, we have a constitutional amendment that allows you to express yourself called the First Amendment. It's one of many elements in the First Amendment, but you know, freedom of speech is fundamental to this country. And you have that freedom of speech. All Americans do. Not members of the homeland, but all Americans have that fundamental right. So use it. That's one of the things that we do on this radio show is we exercise our fundamental right, and we want you to exercise your fundamental right, because when you, as a power of one, start talking about freedom, liberty, and your opposition to tyranny, then you become a powerful voice to stop the totalitarian. So welcome to the show. Boy, do we have a lot lined up for you. We got Debbie Bacigalupi. We're able to finally pin Debbie down. I mean, really, it was amazing. Debbie, as you know, is an anti-Agenda 21 activist. She travels the world, literally. She's a great friend of the radio show. She's been at all of our Liberty Tours, and she'll be at the next. We've got five more left before 2016. It's sort of like the countdown. Anyway, so we got a lot of things happening, and Debbie's going to be with us. We actually recorded her. Because it's so hard to get a hold of her, we're trying to get her to come on while she was in France. We couldn't get the connections, but I'll tell you, better late than never. It is a absolute action-packed and intriguing insight into the minds, the mentality of these people that are running all these climate change, you know, I call them the hoaxers, quite frankly, the climate change hoaxers and also the global warmest. The false scientists that are out there that are foisting a false narrative upon us through the United Nations. Of course, that's the namesake of this radio show, Agenda 21, because it came from the United Nations. And she really will be providing with us an intriguing insight into the behavior of these people. Because, you know, Michael Savage used to say, and still does, that liberalism is a mental disease. It's a real serious mental condition. And this is well beyond that. I mean, this is sociopathic behavior in what we're seeing with these people. It's just amazing. So anyway, she's going to be with us. And we've got a lot of things happening in terms of Bo Bergdahl. You know, we have been spot on Agenda 21 Radio in our assessment of the Bo Bergdahl situation, we're 100% spot on. And we're going to be talking about Bo Bergdahl because, as you know, maybe you didn't hear, but yesterday we made the announcement. It came out while we were on the air. And that announcement is that he is going to be tried and court-martialed. It's just amazing because, you know, the original judge who convened the hearing, it's sort of like a grand jury of Bo Bergdahl, recommended that they basically go light on Bo. And they didn't recommend a full hearing, but the Army reversed themselves. Now, there's a couple of things that are happening here. The President of the United States, well, he plays into this because, by the way, I find it very, very interesting in this case. The President is intimately involved. A lot of facts and information are coming out because the President broke the law by releasing those five Taliban leaders, who, by the way, have all gone back to terrorism. In fact, one of them has been implicated in and as a suspect, a possible suspect, to have returned to the United States of America. We found out last year that there's facial recognition of him in a mall in Houston, Texas. Now, what was he doing? His name is Fazel. He's one of them. He's the big, heavy-set, bearded guy of the five that were released by the President. Well, his specialty is bomb making. He's a bomber. Yeah, in facial recognition, photography was able to capture him inside a mall in Houston, Texas. Now, what in the world would he be doing there? It's called casing the joint. And he was looking probably for a place to put a bomb. That's just, you know, if you're a bomb maker and you're a terrorist, and you hate America, and you want to do the jihad on America, I mean, I'm just using some basic logic here on Fazel. But you see how these five that got out really shouldn't have gotten out because they're vicious animals, they're vicious killers, and they're back at it again. They're out doing their thing. Of course, they sent them to Qatar. And Qatar was going to take care of them for a year, then repatriate them. And, of course, once they repatriated them, which meant nothing because they could have access to all their friends and everybody, they just went back at it again. Go figure. Just think, those lovely little terrorists out there. We also have some more information for you about the San Bernardino incident and the terrorist attack there. And what are the possibilities of a terrorist attack near you? Well, I'll tell you what. We've had information for a long time here on Agenda 21 Radio. Our sources in Southern California are pretty impeccable about large numbers of terrorist cells in Southern California, in particular in the Inland Empire and also in Orange County and L.A. counties. Huh. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Nobody talks about that in the federal government. They know. But, of course, you have a lot of people that have now sort of infiltrated the governmental structures there in Southern California, such as what we saw in San Bernardino. And we're going to have more information on the targeted ones, the individuals that were, well, part of the health department there in San Bernardino County, the victims, the 14 victims, and their involvement with the CIA. Yeah, you know, nobody else is talking about these two things here on Agenda 21 Radio like we are, the Bo Bergdahl information that you're about to get and also about the CIA involvement of several of the victims of the December 2nd massacre in San Bernardino. And by the way, the President still hasn't figured this out. The President's behavior since December 2nd has really radically changed. I think everybody now sees that. We called it up right away, and of course, we became quite suspicious because the President of the United States was behaving so oddly. Now, the reason why he's behaving so oddly is, well, when you're a bad boy and you get your hand caught in the cookie jar, well, you know, there's a price to be paid. And yesterday, his performance at the Pentagon, by the way, he came out of the White House. Well, I'm sorry, we renamed the White House as ISIS headquarters. If you want to be a Taliban member and you want to visit Washington, well, visit ISIS headquarters. If you're Al-Qaeda, visit ISIS headquarters, the White House. Go. And oh, by the way, if you're a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, just don't even come out of the White House. That seems to be your new home. ISIS headquarters, the White House on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I've been there. It's a very interesting place. Everything's small inside. just a little side note. But anyway, we got a lot to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.com. That's agenda21radio.com. And email me at paul@agenda21radio.com. That's paul@agenda21radio.com. And also, we have been putting up all of our shows lately here on Podbean. And you can go ahead and check that out on our website. Go to the upper portion of the website in the header section and check out, or just press on Podbean. Our shows are automatically recorded now, which is really a wonderful feature. I mean, we kind of got automated here on Agenda 21 Radio. In fact, there's a lot of different things happening. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
And the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto and Pradexa users. If you or a loved one has taken the blood-thinning drugs Xarelto or Pradexa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-296-0773 now. Xarelto and Pradexa have been linked to internal bleeding, strokes, and pulmonary embolisms. If you or a loved one has taken these blood-thinning drugs and have been hospitalized for internal bleeding, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. 800-296-0773. You could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-296-0773 now.
Whether it's handguns, rifles, shotguns, or accessories, Shooter's Paradise offers all your shooting, tactical, and outdoor needs at one online location. Find a huge inventory and great prices day or night, shootersparadiseonline.us. That's one word, shootersparadiseonline.us. Or call us at 530-673-4100. Get all your shooting needs from the comfort of your own home at shootersparadiseonline.us.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-270-2472. That's 1-800-270-2472. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-270-2472. That's 1-800-270-2472.
From the smallest garden to the largest multi-acre farming application, we manufacture products that can help your soil reach its maximum potential and yield. All of our products have been scientifically proven to be effective in increasing your soil's productivity for your crops and soils. Omacy's technology is proven for 42 years. Get up to 33% more weight results happen in this year's crop. Call Omacy, 530-845-8150.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
I'm told that tens of thousands of prayer meetings are being held on this day. And for that, I'm deeply grateful. We are a nation under God, and I believe God intended for us to be free. It would be fitting and good, I think, if on each inaugural day in future years, it should be declared a day of prayer. This is the first time in our history that this ceremony has been held, as you've been told, on this west front of the Capitol. Standing here, one faces a magnificent vista opening up on this city's special beauty and history. At the end of this open mall are those shrines to the giants on whose shoulders we stand. Directly in front of me, a monument to a monumental man, George Washington, father of our country. A man of humility who came to greatness reluctantly. He led America out of revolutionary victory into infant nationhood. Off to one side, the stately memorial to Thomas Jefferson, a Declaration of Independence flames with his eloquence. And then beyond the reflecting pool, the dignified columns of the Lincoln Memorial. Whoever would understand in his heart the meaning of America will find it in the life of Abraham Lincoln. Beyond those monuments to heroism, is the Potomac River, and on the far shore, the sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers, bearing crosses or stars of David. They add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. The crisis we're facing today does not require of us the kind of sacrifice that Martin Treptow and so many thousands of others were called upon to make. It does require, however, our best effort and our willingness to believe in ourselves and to believe in our capacity to perform great deeds, to believe that together, with God's help, we can and will resolve the problems which now confront us. And after all, why shouldn't we believe that? We are Americans. God bless you and thank you. Thank you very much.
With this president that's, stalling. They're stalling some things. And it's very frustrating. Because I think people realize is that there's not going to be an impeachment that's going to happen for this president. And there's been some real evil that has been done in this government. So I do think that there's a stalling tactic that's been in play with the FBI, with the military at this point now. And to me, as of the announcement today that they're going to call the president of the United States, this is headed towards something in which this courts martial will not happen until the president is gone and out of office. Now, let's think about this. I called this strategy up, actually, Mike Connolly, the constitutional attorney, who was the original one to submit articles of impeachment for the president, which took and got traction, actually, about a year ago, a year and a half ago. He came on this show quite regularly. In fact, we're going to try and get him on a regular basis again because he's quite fascinating. He's out of Texas, the American Legal Institute, I think is what his organization is, something like that. Anyway, he came on, and it's kind of interesting the way we do radio here. Sometimes historical events take place, but his announcement about the articles of impeachment were announced the same day in which they, on this radio show, in which they actually accepted his draft resolution for the articles of impeachment in the House, the Judiciary Committee. So he was pretty excited about that. Nothing came to pass because the Republicans have been had, basically. They're not going to go out there and impeach the president. They're just not going to do it. They think they learned their lesson from the Clinton days when they impeached him and everything went south for the Republicans, yada, yada, yada. The bottom line is they're in the tank with the president, so they're not going to do anything with the president. That's what's happening. Let's just face the reality of that. Okay, now let's get back to Bo Bergdahl, though. So the stalling tactic is what is in play here with, I think, the Army and the Pentagon. And also what we're seeing here, I think, with other crimes like what might be falling on Hillary Rodham Clinton. Let's say that Comey has decided that he is not going to do anything. He's going to hold on and continue to investigate Hillary Clinton or even this president through his presidency. No impeachment coming. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing to see here. Let's say what he's going to do is he is going to file charges against Hillary Rodham Clinton, which suffice it to say would probably blow her out of the seat as a candidate for president. Let's say he files the charges after she has been nominated as a Democratic. There's nobody else going to run. Who's going to run? Elizabeth Warren? In case she, gets... I mean, what are they going to do if he comes out and plays dirty pool and files charges? Now, he can't throw her in jail or anything like that. I don't know. Maybe he can be a... file charges and arrest her, and we can have a perp walk. But there has to be, this indictment coming down and all that stuff from Loretta Lynch, and that's just not going to happen. Plus, the president's going to pardon her, the whole nine yards. But what's going to be left of the Democratic Party is the key thing. So my thing is that if, in fact, he can't do anything, he can hold fire until after the election. And after a new president gets in, because you see, Comey is the FBI director, is still going to be around. So you see the strategy here. Bo Bergdahl coming to trial. Well, when's that going to be? I mean, we're a year out from the election, less than a year now. We could make this go. We could have the trial. The trial could get started, or we could not have the trial. We could just wait for another year until the trial happens, and then they bring it to trial, and the president here cannot cover for Bo Bergdahl. Imagine Obama being called to testify after he's out of his office and he has no protection of the presidency and he has to testify on behalf of Bo Bergdahl. Now, everybody's saying, well, why would the president want to testify, or why should he be called to testify on behalf of Bo Bergdahl? But his defense attorney is very clear. He's going to have the president testify if they go to trial. Well, I mean, to me, it's the obvious. At first blush, everybody's going to say, well, it's because the president released those five Taliban prisoners. No, 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 no. It's not that at all. It's not that at all. Remember the visual of the president going to the Rose Garden with Mr. and Mrs. Bergdahl? Remember that visual? Now, some of you might remember quasi erotic behavior between Mrs. Bergdahl and President Barack Hussein Obama, being arm in arm and really very, very close and tight. It almost looked sexual. It has to do with that. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken the blood-thinning drugs Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-296-0773 now. Xarelto and Pradaxa have been linked to internal bleeding, strokes, and pulmonary embolisms. If you or a loved one has taken these blood-thinning drugs and have been hospitalized for internal bleeding, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. 800-296-0773. You could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-296-0773 now.
Whether it's handguns, rifles, shotguns, or accessories, Shooter's Paradise offers all your shooting, tactical, and outdoor needs at one online location. Find a huge inventory and great prices day or night, shootersparadiseonline.us. That's one word, shootersparadiseonline.us. Or call us at 530-673-4100. Get all your shooting needs from the comfort of your own home at shootersparadiseonline.us.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-270-2472. That's 1-800-270-2472. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-270-2472. That's 1-800-270-2472.
From the smallest garden to the largest multi-acre farming application, we manufacture products that can help your soil reach its maximum potential and yield. All of our products have been scientifically proven to be effective in increasing your soil's productivity for your crops and soils. Omasis technology is proven for 42 years. Get up to 33% more weight results happen in this year's crop. Call Omasis, 530-845-8150.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. All right. Semi-erotic with the president. Oh, that's a bad visual, Paul. I don't want to upset your day or anything by having those kind of notions that there's just something wrong with the picture. If you go back and look at the videos, and we have the videos. They're in the archives of Agenda 21 Radio. Gosh, go back to when the release happened. And just check that out. I mean, there's something really wrong with that picture. And everybody I talk to, and I know that once we start talking about this, you know, people go back and start looking at the archives and go, wow, there's something wrong. I mean, there's something, they're just a little too close. Well, it's kind of interesting because let's explain the story. And this is the story. This is what this attorney's trying to get to. If, in fact, he's going to call President Barack Hussein Obama to trial and to testify, which I think he should. I mean, if I was in his boots and I had Bo Bergdahl as a client, I'm not an attorney. I'm just saying Bo Bergdahl has let it out what's going on to his attorney. And the first glimpse now is what his attorney is saying he's going to do if, in fact, and he's been threatening this, that if it goes to a courts martial, then he's going to do this. He's going to call the president. Okay, now what's the explanation? Because the Bo Bergdahl has told his attorney the following. He said, this is what we know. And it goes into Michael Hastings. It goes into McChrystal, the story with Rolling Stones, the ultimate death of Michael Hastings and Scott Bennett. Man, you're sitting there going, geez, Paul, you're really throwing a lot at us. Well, yeah. Okay, so what does the defense attorney know? And it comes down to the Subud. The Subuds. Yeah, the Subud's cult, if you will, a quasi religious cult they sometimes say about themselves. Well, actually, it's a Muslim related cult, and the Subuds are interesting people. You see, the president is a Subud. We know that because of the great work that Dr. Jason Kistner. From California State University at Fresno did about tracking down the name of Barack Hussein Surabaca. Well, Surabaca was a name that appeared on a passport application that was crossed out. It was a passport application from Indonesia, and what it was Barack's mother was trying to get him out of the country, and she put down other names and put down Surabaca. Well, Surabaca didn't mean anything to anybody because she crossed it out on the application. But it meant Barack Hussein Obama. But she put down the name, other names that the person might go by, and it was Surabaca. Then she crossed it out because she figured out that she couldn't leave or get him out of the country if she in fact claimed that name. So she went with Obama. She went with the last name. So now that got her out. This is back in the 50s or the 70s when this happened. But here's the point that I'm trying to make. Jason Kistner did a great job, and he backtracked all that stuff because he was looking into the history of this president. He wanted to know, like a lot of other people, is he really an American citizen? So he started, you know, sorting through some stuff, and I'm not determining yes, no citizenship here. That's not the point. But all of a sudden, he finds out this name on this application, and he says, oh, what is that? It turns out that's a Subud name. And he was a member of the Subud, and so was the mother, the Subud organization out of Indonesia. Now, these Subuds are everywhere. Now, some of them do fine work, actually. It's a semi-religious group that's semi-religious with Islam. But one of the things that the Subuds are noted for is their ability, their unique ability, to be able to communicate amongst other Muslim organizations and cults. Now, here's the deal. You know, the Taliban doesn't really get along with Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda doesn't really get along with the Taliban. And, you know, then you have other different groups out there. They're a warring group. Sunnis and Shia, they don't get along. But there's one group that seems to be a messaging group between them, and that's the Subuds. And you see the situation that Dr. David Kistner found out, and others who have been on Agenda 21 Radio, is that guess who else is a Subud? The Bergdahl family out of Haley, Colorado, or excuse me, Idaho. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, who else discovered this? It was Michael Hastings. Now, Michael Hastings enters the picture because he found out that Bergdahl was captured in 2009. He flew to Haley, Idaho, and talked to the Bergdahls, and he found out a lot of things. He found out about the Subuds. Now, what's that have to do with Bergdahl deserting? It has a lot to do with it, because Bergdahl was told and coached deliberately by his dad to seek out the Taliban. That's a fact. That's part of the charges. He wrote a letter, and he deserted. Clearly, he deserted, and he was actively seeking out the Taliban to make contact per his dad's instructions. Now you're saying, what the world would that be about? So that Bergdahl can desert and be a spy? Not at all. No, Bergdahl needed to be a prisoner. He needed to be a prisoner by the Taliban. And he was. And he cooperated with the Taliban. That's a fact. I think everybody can draw the logical conclusions about what was going on immediately after he made contact. And this is part of the courts martial and also the Article 99, misbehavior with the enemy. That's the case that they're going to make, because all the strategies and tactics that was being employed at the time by the troops on the ground in Afghanistan all of a sudden turned up with the Taliban in Afghanistan. In other words, soldiers started to die because of tactics that were known to Bergdahl that he was giving up to the Taliban freely to create that sort of bond with the Taliban. But Bergdahl had a bigger mission, not as a spy. I mean, his spy days were over once he started to divulge that information to the Taliban about the tactics on the ground. His days were over. He just needed to be held captive. That's all he needed. You see, because the spy work wasn't done by him. No, after he gives up that information, what good is Bo Bergdahl? We come back from the break, I'm going to tell you what good Bo Bergdahl was and what in the world was really going on with him and his dad and his mom and the President of the United States, and why the President of the United States is going to be called to testify for Bo Bergdahl. It's a fascinating story, and a lot of people don't understand it. But you're about to learn about it. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken the blood-thinning drugs Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-296-0773 now. Xarelto and Pradaxa have been linked to internal bleeding, strokes, and pulmonary embolisms. If you or a loved one has taken these blood-thinning drugs and have been hospitalized for internal bleeding, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. 800-296-0773. You could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-296-0773 now.
Whether it's handguns, rifles, shotguns, or accessories, Shooter's Paradise offers all your shooting, tactical, and outdoor needs at one online location. Find a huge inventory and great prices day or night, shootersparadiseonline.us. That's one word, shootersparadiseonline.us. Or call us at 530-673-4100. Get all your shooting needs from the comfort of your own home at shootersparadiseonline.us.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-270-2472. That's 1-800-270-2472. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-270-2472. That's 1-800-270-2472.
From the smallest garden to the largest multi-acre farming application, we manufacture products that can help your soil reach its maximum potential and yield. All of our products have been scientifically proven to be effective in increasing your soil's productivity for your crops and soils. Omacy's technology is proven for 42 years. Get up to 33% more weight results happen in this year's crop. Call Omacy, 530-845-8150.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Talking about Bo Bergdahl and the fact that Bo Bergdahl was captured by the Taliban because he turned himself in, gave him valuable, vital information on tactics with our troops down there in Afghanistan, and then he was held captive for several years. And then, in a prisoner exchange, by the way, we haven't even talked about that, prisoner exchange. It's an illegal prisoner exchange. That's already been determined. The president broke the law. And don't run around and scream for impeachment. That's not going to happen. But here's the deal. Let's get down to it. Bergdahl's being held. And the president, he feels so passionately about, he's the only American trooper, if you will, to be held captive in the whole war. Did you know that? He's the only one being held captive. So what does the president want to do? He wants to make the parents feel better. So he invites the parents to sit in to the president's military briefings. All they need to do is just go to Boise, Idaho and sit in the National Guard armory and watch on the big screens all the different military commanders all throughout the world talk about the war plans that they have in Afghanistan and Iraq. And the parents, they were invited to sit in on those meetings. Yeah, they were invited to sit in on those meetings. And what did they do? They gleaned valuable military operational information. And what did the father do? He transmitted that information to members of the Taliban. 20 times they were allowed in on those meetings. 20 times they had access to top secret information. Top secret information. You see how they played the game? The spy was the father and the mother. But it just doesn't explain that whole sexual thing that went on there. That was sexual, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care. You know, listen, we're adults here. We all recognize. Just look at the video. I mean, it couldn't get more explicit than that. Oh, I guess it could. I guess it could. They could have gotten out and gotten a room or something like that. I mean, I've had that told to me by people who saw it. Said, just go get a room, Obama. Come on. I mean, there's something wrong there with that picture. Maybe that's something that Michael Hastings discovered about, you know, what went on with the Bergdahls in Haley, Idaho. Just a little speculation on my part. But do you see what's going on here? Now, one of the things that's going to come up here was sort of a side product on the by the Citizens Commission on Benghazi. Now, the Citizens Commission on Benghazi, which was brought to you by Claire Lopez and Major General Paul Valley and so on, the good friends of this radio show, I might add, Claire Lopez has been to the Liberty Tour. We invited Major General Paul Valley out here to a presentation a year ago in March. Fabulous. 700, 800 people showed up. It was just wonderful. And in that commission, they started investigating other things. Extortion 17. The shootdown of this Chinook helicopter that had 30 special operators on it that killed everybody on board. What about that helicopter? Well, it's real simple. It's real simple. That helicopter was brought down by explosives inside the helicopter by suicide bombers that were brought on in the last seconds before the helicopter took off. They were exchanged for eight other special operators, Afghani soldiers. These guys marched on the helicopter, and the other ones marched off. It was actually spooling up and ready to take off when they brought these people on. A little bit of a side note to history here, and the rest is history, because as the helicopter was coming in a hot zone, the helicopter blew up into small pieces, I might add. Just so happened it was the province right next to where Bo Bergdahl was being held. And how did they get the information about Extortion 17? Gee whiz. Probably by sitting in on those discussions in the armory in Idaho. And Mr. Bergdahl relaying the information about what's going on with it's Extortion 17. And who's on board? 15 members of SEAL Team 6. You know, SEAL Team 6, the same SEAL team that took out bin Laden. That's SEAL team. You see, that's the way the game was played. It was payback for SEAL Team 6 now, wasn't it? And you had Army Rangers and so on. I think it was 17. 17 SEALs. But you see, that's the way the game was played. That's how come they knew all of our operational behavior in the field in many different places, I might add. So you see the motivation behind this attorney and why he wants to call the President of the United States to defend Bo Bergdahl. Now, I would just love to see something like that. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you love to see the President of the United States called before a courts martial to explain his behavior and what was really going on in the White House and by the decision makers? Oh, I'm sorry, ISIS headquarters? ISIS headquarters, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradexa users. If you or a loved one has taken the blood-thinning drugs Xarelto or Pradexa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-296-0773 now. Xarelto and Pradexa have been linked to internal bleeding, strokes, and pulmonary embolisms. If you or a loved one has taken these blood-thinning drugs and have been hospitalized for internal bleeding, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. 800-296-0773. You could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-296-0773 now.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Whether it's handguns, rifles, shotguns, or accessories, Shooter's Paradise offers all your shooting, tactical, and outdoor needs at one online location. Find a huge inventory and great prices day or night, shootersparadiseonline.us. That's one word, shootersparadiseonline.us. Or call us at 530-673-4100. Get all your shooting needs from the comfort of your own home at shootersparadiseonline.us.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger, that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-270-2472. That's 1-800-270-2472. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-270-2472. That's 1-800-270-2472.
From the smallest garden to the largest multi-acre farming application, we manufacture products that can help your soil reach its maximum potential and yield. All of our products have been scientifically proven to be effective in increasing your soil's productivity for your crops and soils. Omacy's technology is proven for 42 years. Get up to 33% more weight results happen in this year's crop. Call Omacy, 530-845-8150.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, Bo Bergdahl, big story. I just had to let you in on what's really going on there and why that attorney wants to call the President of the United States. Don't you think that would be a lot of fun? You see, payback is going to happen. Anyway, some other news. Trump is now at 41% nationally in the Republican Party. That's the latest poll that's out. I just thought I'd throw that at you. You know, and of course, now you got this debate coming up tonight. We're going to be covering that wall to wall. I'm just, you know, I'm kind of debated out. You know when I got debated out was the last election cycle. I'm serious. I'm just kind of debated out. I mean, I'm going to do it like I have to do it, but you know, geez, there's just so many debates. Of course, that's just sort of by design. But you know, it's interesting what's happening here with the Republicans. And is there going to be a third party really rise up? Will the Libertarian Party, I'm going to posit this with you, will the Libertarian Party rise, especially if Ben Carson drops out from the Republican Party, which is what he's talking about? A guy's got to ask that question. What party would he go to? Would he go to the Libertarian Party, or would the Libertarians approach him and say, hey, Ben, over here? And would that squeeze away votes from, well, you know, that's just another thing, too. What about Hillary? What if she's charged? What if she's nominated and then charged by the FBI? What do you think about her chances of running for president under those circumstances? Would the Democratic Party reconvene a convention and go, whoops, wait a minute. We don't want to risk it with Hillary. There's just, you know, it's going to be a very interesting time in 2016. And, you know, it's going to be more and more interesting as the next month goes on, because this president doesn't know what's going to be coming his way, especially in light of the attack in San Bernardino. Think about that. He doesn't know what in the world is happening. And that's a good thing, isn't it? Well, we know he's never known what in the world is happening, but he really doesn't know. Now there's a fair amount of confusion. By the way, look for huge numbers of executive orders to try and restrict the Second Amendment. Think about that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional, America.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Whether it's handguns, rifles, shotguns, or accessories, Shooter's Paradise offers all your shooting, tactical, and outdoor needs at one online location. Find a huge inventory and great prices day or night, shootersparadiseonline.us. That's one word, shootersparadiseonline.us. Or call us at 530-673-4100. Get all your shooting needs from the comfort of your own home at shootersparadiseonline.us.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradexa users. If you or a loved one has taken the blood-thinning drugs Xarelto or Pradexa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-296-0773 now. Xarelto and Pradexa have been linked to internal bleeding, strokes, and pulmonary embolisms. If you or a loved one has taken these blood-thinning drugs and have been hospitalized for internal bleeding, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. 800-296-0773. You could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-296-0773 now.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.